I don't know. Y'all run off now. We're going to have a break here in a little bit. Next up is our presentation on detecting plastic trash in a cotton field with a UAV. Brought to you none other by Bobby Harden. Right now from the USDA ARS and in a day or two from Texas A&M.
Yep, still with USDA, as you see on my title there. I want to go ahead and acknowledge my co-authors. That's Yambo Wang and Ryan Poe. They're with the Crop Production Systems Research Unit in Stoneville as well. And they're really the guys that play with the UAV and understand all the remote sensing. So forgive me if I can't answer all your questions regarding that, but I'll do my best. So I'm glad I don't have to talk. Our panel did a great job letting us know why this is so important. So I don't have to go through that and establish why we need to get this plastic out. But I'm going to talk a little bit about, we see several sources of contamination. One, do I have a clicker, David? Or just the buttons? Well, I was looking for a pointer, but that's fine. I can use the mouse. So So with our agricultural operations, we've got things like irrigation pipe, the poly pipe, our agricultural mulch that we've seen in some places where they grow vegetables, our module wrap, of course. It could be located throughout the field depending on what it is. We know there's some things we can do management-wise to eliminate that or at least reduce it. Now, there's another kind of contamination source that's a little harder to deal with. And that's essentially trash that people have thrown out. We see shopping bags, plastic wrappers. Often it's going to be found near a road. Somebody puts it in the back of the truck, throws it out the window, and it ends up in your field. And the farmer doesn't have any control over this. Unless you're friends with the sheriff and can get him to issue some littering tickets or something by your field, you're kind of stuck with that. So in some situations, as we've seen, we've struggled a bit with trying to put a dollar value on this. But clearly, if it's somewhere, if you're next to the Dollar General store and you have several hundred Dollar General bags in your cotton field, you may want to do something about that. So in some situations, removing this trash may be useful in preventing contamination. But we need to first be able to quantify the amount so we know, hey, is there an easy way we can see how much is there without having to walk through the field? And also, if we're going to get it, we need the location of it. UAV may be the most efficient technology for doing this. So our initial goal really is, hey, we'll get this image, we'll do some image processing, and we'll have an app on a phone that the farmer can send his crew out. We'll have the location, say, there's trash at these points, go pick it up. And of course, as Derek talked about, Mike Buser and his graduate student, they're working some with some field robots, and really that's where we'd like to go with it, so it's automated and the farmer and his workers don't have to do anything. So in kind of the background, we know there's differences in the spectral reflectance between cotton, plastic, soil. If you just look at a RGB image, sometimes you can identify these. There's also some research that's been done on identifying agricultural plastic in the environment. These pictures here are from, it was a paper out of Israel. They were trying to identify some, it was greenhouse covering, polyethylene that was used with greenhouses. And this, it's using some kind of shortwave infrared. That's 1730 nanometer wavelength. Those bright areas are plastic that's covering greenhouses. So things like this have been done before. It's not an incredibly difficult technical task. It's just a matter of we need to do it. So this project kind of started. We had a storm over the summer and had some roof damage. And I knew these guys had done some work with remote sensing, but we came out to see what happened. Our facilities person called Yambo up and had him send his technician out. And so we got some pictures of our damage on the roof with his UAV. It was like, why don't we go fly our cotton field and see if we can see some trash? Because I've seen it. We see this field here. It's about a 20-acre field. This road here, it's not a very busy road. It goes to the experiment station. Some people will use it to get from a small town to a northbound highway. So you do get a small amount of traffic on it.
But I saw trash the past several seasons, just on the edges of this edge by the road.
So this field, some things about it. It was defoliated. First application was 9/18. September 26th was the second one. You'll see that they did aerial imaging three times, right after the first defoliation at September 21st, September 26th, and then right before harvest on October 2nd. Again, right before they harvested that morning, some of our technicians went out. They found trash near that road, and then they collected it and marked the location using a GPS. They did investigate some other areas of the field, but generally they didn't find anything, so we didn't fully walk every row. It was mostly just looking right by the road. So a little bit about the UAS used. It's a DJI Phantom 3 Advanced UAV. You're using a multispectral camera on it. You do get it's a 16 megapixel RGB image. We also get some narrowband reflectance there at 550, 660, 730, and 795 nanometers. So we're getting a color infrared image there with that near infrared band. And the resolution at a 50 meter flight altitude, which is what they use, it was probably too high. We'll probably revisit that next year. It's 22 centimeters for the color infrared image. That RGB image, it's a higher resolution. That was 6 centimeters. Now, we did collect the trash, and Yambo and his technician, they took it back to the lab and got some spectral reflectance readings with this FieldSpec 3 spectroradiometer. And it gets really to the very edge of the visible range, and even, I guess, you're getting into the UV there at 350 nanometers on up to 2,500 nanometers. And we'll show a few of these to explain kind of where we think we might be able to make some improvements. And so they took 5 readings of each object they found, as well as cotton balls, the calyx, which is basically the bowl without the cotton, and some soil from the field. So those little pins there show where some trash was found. They're all right by the road. There were 16 objects they found. I'll just show you a few pictures. As I said, we didn't reveal anywhere else in the field, but, you know, just limited labor. We didn't walk every row of the field. We did find a lot of polystyrene foam food and drink containers. I don't know that would be very big from, causing problems in the processing. I think the gin and the meal would get much of that out and it wouldn't end up in the yarn. I don't know. We've really looked more at the polyethylene and some of the fibrous materials. We did find some polyethylene films, shopping bag, Ziploc storage bag, which is actually polypropylene, but it's pretty similar in terms of what it'll cause problems in processing, trash bag, some plastic wrappers, and we haven't really looked at this. This is the real thin polypropylene wrappers, you know, for food products and some other, you know, just packaging materials. And maybe something we need to see if that's going to cause processing problems. It's not something we've really tested, I don't believe. Chris, do you know if we've really, in any of our putting plastic in?
No, just the shop.
Yeah, that real thin polypropylene wrappers, I wonder if that's something we want to. And I'm not sure, I think the meal detection systems will find that. It's clear, but it does, we found some plastic bottles, which, you know, potentially, harvester could probably break some pieces off that. We found some other plastics, some foil materials, and a little bit of paper, which really probably that wouldn't be an issue. So just kind of some of what they did. You see they marked the location, and we've got some just pieces, and it's right at the edge there. You can kind of see. And there's a shopping bag that's been pretty much blown against a cotton stock. And that's kind of typical of what we see. So looking at the spectral reflectance data that Yambo and his technician collected, the polystyrene products, one thing we see with them is a pretty characteristic. Basically, they just measure the reflectance at all these different wavelengths. And
right here when you get to, that's about 1680 nanometers. That's pretty characteristic of styrofoam. And you see the other materials, the black is the cotton ball, and then the calyx is the darker brown, and the soil is a lighter brown. You see those are really different. So we can tell them apart using some of those bands. The same thing with polypropylene or polyethylene, which are the red and blue lines. We see some pretty strong peaks where it really increases sharply, and that's right at the lower end, you know, 300, 400 nanometers. And there's some thought that maybe even using some ultraviolet wavelengths, which is less than the visible, you know, you're looking 300 nanometers or so, we could identify some of that. And you also see some kind of characteristic bands out here. Again, I think that's about 1730 nanometers. Some of our discussions about it, you know, using some of that infrared wavelengths will probably help us identify some of the plastic. So this is the color infrared image, and I just wanted to show this. That resolution is really too large to easily pick out any plastic pieces there. There's some modeling techniques that can be done with that, but really the solution is, I mean, it's just we didn't communicate well about this, is we just need to fly lower, and we'll do this again and, you know, try it out some more. So, you know, 10 to 20 meter flight altitude should be fine. I mean, you really, you know, you're not trying to map necessarily a huge area. Again, we're really focusing right on the road, areas by road, so you're not likely, in most situations, you know, unless there was a vegetable crop and there might be some mulch in the field, you're looking in the edges of the field, which also does help with removal. Now, the RGB image, of course, this is zoomed out. It's a higher resolution, and there's some things we can find there. That's that shopping bag. That's the polystyrene cup. Again, I don't think they've really done much work looking at trying to develop some classification algorithms with these images. You know, there's only 16 pieces of trash there. And that's something to point out. You know, Mike's working on it, but we're going to need quite a few images, and it'll take you'll need a pretty good sample size to be able to do some of this. So, we're certainly going to work with them and do some more on this in the future. As we said, the near-infrared and infrared wavelengths can help in classifying some of the plastic material. It, you know, may just be a white color, but there's definitely some infrared reflectance differences, like the work that the Israelis showed with the greenhouse plastic. But we've got to fly at a lower altitude for that. So we're gonna keep on this. And again, I want to thank some of the other scientists and technicians there, Dr. Reginald Fletcher and Milton Gaston, and they're in the Crop Production Systems Unit, and Ron Edwards and Tim Hayes, who had the fun job of finding trash in our cotton field. So with that, I guess I have time for a question or two.
Any questions?
All right. Thanks.